Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, congratulations on being elected the new mayor. Has it been a bit of a whirlwind in the last week or so?
Is it only a week?
I think so.
Yes, it has. But thank you very much for that. It is a privilege, and it was wonderful and to have the support of my fellow councillors, and also the broader community has been sending many well wishes. So it's all been quite overwhelming, really. So the last week has been a whirlwind, and obviously the skates are on and straight into it. So it is a very busy role, and as you would expect with a city this size. So yep. It's something I'm so excited to be doing.
So I guess as the new mayor, what can residents, I guess, expect from yourself and a deputy mayor and also the councillors in this term?
Yes, well, I think we've actually got a unique situation, obviously, because as soon as people say, well, what are the plans, you can't escape the fact of COVID recovery having to be there at the top of the list. Mm. And so whether that's a social or economic or, you know, the implications of what we've just been through this year as a community mean that we're regrouping. And so we're in that regrouping and reassessing and working out, you know, how we're going to address some of the fallout from what people have experienced this year. It's really important, and people have felt it obviously in very different ways.
Yep.
It's been, for, you know, some people, it's been a really scary time. I think for many in the community has been certainly something that people had no experience of as a community. And so, you know, there's a lot of things to take into account. People have been isolated. They've been affected personally, financially, health-wise, obviously, for some. So there's been a range of impacts. And I have said, and I do believe that some of the impacts have yet to play out fully. We've got a range of supports that our government has put in place, and there's been a huge amount of supports put in place at all levels of government and in communities. And we're not quite sure, you know, how many more of those are going to be needed as various supports are taken away and decreased into the new year, into March, end of March, April. This will be a rolling scenario, I think, and it's not just the things that are obvious, because, you know, we can say we know, you know, so many more people are requiring assistance to access food, for example. That's gone through the roof.
Yep.
People who've never had to look at that situation before, and how do we do that in a dignified manner with our community? And then how do we address the actual issues behind that, which is actually poverty or precarious employment that leads to that? But then how do we assess what the mental health impacts are going to be, and how does that play out behind closed doors, in public, with regards to groups that are doing things in the community normally that might struggle to get back on their feet for a little while. So there's so many considerations, and we really have to have all of that front of mind. Mm. So obviously we want to then resume some of the things we've had to pause to some degree, but we've got some great opportunities coming up too. So when people talk about COVID recovery and then we just had a state budget, for example, we know that out of that there's some significant funds coming to improve the quality of life of people, one of which I've spoken about, which is the social housing funding. Out of that $5.3 billion, we're going to get $85 million in Bendigo, but add on top of that the renewable energy side of things. So we've got a range of funding pots that are going to actually bring significant growth and development in various industries in Bendigo, and with that comes jobs.
Yep.
So that's a real cause to be optimistic. So, you know, there's quite a lot to, even with the budget, to dig into to see what the implications of that will be. So we just have to keep that front of mind that this is a great opportunity to advance some of the things we were already planning for and talking about that would be in the community's benefit. But now we've got some money to improve that, which is great.
City Greater Bendigo Mayor Jennifer Eldon joins us this afternoon. Now, Mayor, I guess one of your first official duties would have been the lighting of the Christmas tree on Wednesday night, but a little bit different this year.
It was, yes. And so, yes, I was there at twilight and waiting to flick the switch. Now, obviously, it's a year like no other. So where formerly there would have been an event and some performances on the stage and hundreds of people and face painting in the park and all sorts of things, Basically, it was just me making a video. But also, the point of that is that if you go onto the City of Greater Bendigo's Facebook page, you'll see that video. And telling the community that, well, obviously, the significance of turning on the switch is that it shows that we're fast approaching the festive season. But also that there's an opportunity for people to come down and experience it in a different way this year.
Yep.
And that being you could come down with the family or friends, whatever, come down and have a look at the tree in all its glory, in twilight or in the evening. It's certainly got a wonderful display of the colours and the lights. And you might even want to bring down a picnic and have a picnic in the park on a lovely summer evening. So there's opportunities for people to experience the tree differently this year, but in their own time. So that's what the invitation is.
Yep.
It's all there waiting.
A couple of other things, Mayor. Firstly, of course, warmer weather is upon us. We're going to get that over the weekend and leading into summer. Swimming pools and spa registrations, I'm guessing council is still working through those?
Yes, and that's been a mammoth task. There's been about 4,000 registrations, and I think the deadline being 1st of November, I think there was a scurry in October with about a quarter of those coming in October alone. So, yes, staff are processing those and working through those. So that's probably quite a big administrative load right now, and they'll be getting back to people if they haven't heard just yet that they're certainly intending to do that. And I understand that the process works well, that people can get their, you know, their permit. They have to have a building surveyor verify the adequacy of what they've got set up. And as we have to tick these things off, that's just the process ahead, really. But hopefully we can do that in the knowledge that we've got a safe environment for particularly the littlies, et cetera, in our homes.
Yep.
And spaces where they might be getting pretty active in this nice warm weather.
Yeah, looking forward to the warmer weather over the next couple of months. And finally, Mayor, just touch on this very briefly, because it's been in probably the last maybe 4 months, maybe 5 months. It's been that long since we sort of talked about things, because obviously with the election, but love your local, a friendly reminder to support local business.
Yes, and again, I'll probably have a fair bit more to say about this as we go through into the lead up to the festive season, but I noticed from the amount of traffic on the roads, I think some people are getting out into the shops thinking about Christmas shopping now. So, of course, love your local keeps the money in our local environment. So our business community, some of them have done okay through COVID, but some have really struggled. And I think it's really important that we put it front of mind that if we're thinking about buying gifts or making additional purchases at this time of the year, let's put local first.
Yep.
And then think through the implications of keeping that money in the community. The $70 in every hundred instead of $3 if you're doing your shopping online.
Well, nothing better than getting out there and enjoying our local businesses for sure, whether it's grabbing a cup of coffee or a nice piece of clothing. You know, there's plenty of great opportunities around the City of Greater Bendigo. Mayor, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Really do appreciate it. And let's do it all again on a Friday for Mayor on the Air.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I look forward to it. All the best. Bye.
Thank you very much. That is the City of Greater Bendigo Mayor, Councillor Jennifer Eldon, joining us this afternoon on Gold Central Victoria.